Next item, please.
Item 611, request of Danny Robbins to address council regarding Portland police reform policy.
Morning.
Hello, my name is Danny Robbins. Mayor Wheeler, you promised us, promised the city, a national search for a reform-experienced police chief. You campaigned heavily on this idea of police reform in Portland. It's the reason you got those votes. I understand that the interim police chief, as an interim chief, is not expected or maybe not even allowed to enact serious and changing reforms. But at the very least, we expect him not to push things in a direction towards less accountability.
Yes.
In regards to police killings and overuse of force, excessive use of force by the police, you have the power to change this. Perhaps the sole power rests in your hands. Your legacy, and let me remind you, your political future will rely on how you handle this decision and if you follow through on your promises. When the investigation wasn't even finished and you told us that Marshman was still in the running to be hired as a long-term police chief, everybody spoke to was flabbergasted. Not just radicals, but everybody in the city. Everybody. 1 month before the Max stabbings on 82nd Avenue, the murderer, along with a group including open white nationalists, was offered a free shuttle back to their cars after your police force commandeered a TriMet bus for them. If I was going to a climate march or a peace and anti-war march, I would certainly feel empowered and emboldened if the police commandeered a bus for me to ride in. Wouldn't you? I'm sorry, but you have to do something to turn this path around, Mr. Mayor. Making our community safer, the responsibility will lie on you.
Thank you. Could I briefly respond? First of all, there's been lots of discussion about the shuttles around the Montevilla issue. One can disagree with whether or not that was the right call at that time. And obviously, as the police commissioner, I don't call tactics. I can tell you why they made the decision, and you can either like it or dislike it, and that's certainly your right. They were at the park. There was a group of protesters and a group of counter-protesters. And by the way, I was not shaking hands with either protesters or counter-protesters. I was there. No, you did not. Excuse me, you did not. Hear me out. I was there to shake hands with the police officers. I oversee that bureau. And so what happened was then people started marching down 82nd Avenue. They marched a considerable distance away from Montevilla. I was not there at that time, but what I heard was they got quite far from their cars. Willamette Week, I believe, covered that portion of the event. And the decision was made, either let them walk back to their cars or get them out of the neighborhood quickly. The decision was made. You can disagree with that. I'm just telling you why the decision was made. The decision was made to get them out of the neighborhood, get them back to their cars, and have them go home to de-escalate that event. You can disagree with that. But that is fine. That's fine. But that was the decision that was made. With regard to the police chief search, that is still very much underway, and it will be wrapped up in mid-July. We are collecting We're collecting the application packets now. There is a process that will unfold between now and the end of July. And you can certainly and absolutely should hold me accountable for the choices I make during that process. That process, I agree with you, is a seminal decision node for me as mayor. That's why I insisted on it, by the way, against a considerable...
Undermined when you said that Marshman was still in the running.
He has every right to apply for that position, as does anybody else who meets the minimum qualifications under city charter. And that's the fact. So that's it. So all I'm asking you is, I'm hearing what you're saying, give me a chance to actually do these things that I'm in the process of doing. And you can hold me accountable for it after the fact.
You haven't held him accountable for the mistakes he's made. In fact, you undermined the investigation against him.
Thank you. Okay, and I hear what you're saying. I just wanted you to hear my response. Thank you for your testimony. Next item, please.